Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Michael from Gig Harbor is. Michael, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's up, Michael? Hey, by chance, were you listening Friday during the men's room for the cheat sheet at 5:40? I gave out three of the correct answers to the game.
No, I didn't hear it, but I have my 8-year-old daughter, Gabriella, with me.
Gabriella!
What's up, Gabriella?
Let's take down Steve.
This is unfair. I got to get Tatum on the phone.
All right, Steve, go ahead and get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing along at home, Michael and Gabriella will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
How many current Major League Baseball teams hail from Canada?
Four.
No.
Three.
No.
Two.
No. The film's title character, who is Daniel Hillard's older female alter ego?
Pass.
In what early 2010s year did Pinterest launch?
11, 12.
No, no.
10.
Yes. How many toes does a gorilla have in total?
5.
No.
10.
Yes. What major global event serves as the setting for the Green Mile?
What major global, the Depression.
Yes. In which East Coast state would you find the Boxing Hall of Fame?
New Jersey.
No.
New York.
Yes. Which planet was downgraded to a dwarf planet in 2006?
Pluto.
Yes. Which European country is the dance the flamenco from?
Spain. Portugal.
Yes. Jumpman was the original name of what video game character?
Mario.
Correct. Which actress married both Brad Pitt and Billy Bob Thornton?
Jolie.
Yes.
Angelina Jolie.
Woo, look at that. Gabriella came in clutch for you there. I know it. She was just spouting off answers, and you guys got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct.
Oh, that's good.
That's fantastic. And here comes Steve. He's strutting his stuff. He has no idea how good Gabriella is. Steve, welcome back.
Uh-oh. I'm a little nervous now.
Gabriella is the GOAT.
Yes.
Nice work, Gabriella. All right, Steve is back. Are you ready?
Okie dokie.
How many current Major League Baseball teams are from Canada?
One.
Yes.
The Toronto
Blue. Film's title character, who is Daniel Hillard's older female alter ego?
Oh, my goodness. Bride of Chucky.
No.
I don't know what the hell you even just said. Little Mermaid.
No.
Princess Peach.
No. In what early 2010s year did Pinterest launch?
2010.
Yes. How many total toes does a gorilla have?
8.
No.
9.
No.
3. 12.
No.
10?
What? Yes.
Damn it.
What major global event serves as the setting for the Green Mile?
Whoa. World War One?
No.
Civil War?
No.
The War of 1812.
No. In which East Coast state would you find the Boxing Hall of Fame?
East Coast state. New York.
Yes. Which planet was downgraded to a dwarf planet in 2006?
That would be Uranus.
It would not be.
Pluto.
Yes. Which European country is the flamenco dance from?
Spain?
Yes. Jumpman was the original name of what video game character?
Donkey Kong.
No.
Mario?
Steve. Yes, it was Mario.
Damn.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a loss. 8-6. Congratulations, Michael and Gabriella.
Yay!
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, any parting words from Gabriella, who clearly must have been the MVP of this performance?
Gabriella, want to say something?
My dad said Mario, but I really want to say Mario, so he...
Nice work, Gabriella. You rock.
You rock. Big win.
The film's title character that is Daniel Hillard's older alter ego is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, I was about to say the Bates Motel Psycho. Well, okay, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, eventually you figured out that a gorilla has 10 toes. The major global event that serves as the setting for the Green Mile is the Great Depression. One that you did not get to, that I know you're going to know. Which actress married both Brad Pitt and Billy Bob Thornton? Yes.
Yeah.
There you go, Steve. Another opportunity to play Beat Migs coming up at 8:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Last week, we chatted with Jake Bobo from the Seattle Seahawks, and Jake ended up saying something that we thought, you know what? This could make a great simple question. 206-803-ROCK. We have a very simple question for you, inspired by our chat with Jake Bobo.
It has nothing to do with the Hawks.
Nope. But we need for you to call in so we can ask it. 206-803-ROCK. We'll ask the simple question after Red Hot Chili Peppers. It was a big win for the Seahawks over the weekend, but if we rewind all the way to Friday, we got to chat with Jake Bobo from the Seahawks. And since Halloween was on Friday, we had to ask him this. Okay, Jake, I have to know. I know everybody always talks about their favorite Halloween candy, but what Halloween candy do you think is absolute trash?
Trash? Anything, listen, I'm gonna take some heat for this. Anything coconut. So like, you know, like the Almond Joys with coconut. I'm not a coconut guy. I can't do it.
You are not going to take any heat from me, Jake. I agree with you 100%. Put that stuff in the garbage.
Let's go. All right, good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
And it's funny because we were having that whole conversation at the banquet that we were at, the charity banquet, and people were talking about how Almond Joy, because of the coconut, is just complete and utter trash.
Well, this leads us to a simple question.
And for the record, I kind of like Almond Joys.
Nah, you're on your own, Steve.
Okay.
Let's chat with Ed in Maple Valley. Ed, what Halloween candy do you think is absolute trash?
Well, you know, I was going to say candy corn because I think it's trash. It's like made out of wax and sugar or something like that. It has zero taste. But my daughter told me the other day that she hated raisins that people hand out at Halloween, too. And I thought, well, that's probably a better trash candy because it's not really candy. It's like a dehydrated grape or something like that. But, you know, to hand that out at Halloween, that's almost criminal.
You know what's funny? I used to get really fired up about getting those little mini boxes of the raisins.
No.
But you're right. Like, it's not healthy, but it's also not candy. It's just kind of like in its own little world of just like, it's kind of like, am I eating healthy? Not really.
I've made a mental note and we will skip that house next year.
Oh, man. I always get fired up when I got those little boxes of raisins.
It's our simple question for Matthew in Woodinville. Matthew, what Halloween candy do you think is absolute trash?
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Matthew?
Happy Monday. Not much. So I'm going to date myself hard on this one, but any kind of saltwater taffy.
Dude, but they still exist. Like, they got the little Laffy Taffys. Granted, not exactly the same, but it's still taffy.
Not as bad as those little individual wrapped in the wax paper, white and black and red and pink and, oh, God, horrible. My day, 20% of your bag was that stuff.
You're right, dude. And it was pretty bad.
Yeah, and then especially when you get a flavor that you think is one thing, but it ends up being the other, and it's just very off-putting.
I always thought the banana flavor of the banana taffy was just always, it didn't even taste like banana. It just was just like, just nasty.
Ruin your day. Paul from West Seattle, what is the simple question? The Halloween candy that you think is absolute trash, what would it be?
Good morning, my beautiful people. Besides you, Steve.
I didn't realize that was the same sentence. I thought we were moving on to something else. Thanks a lot, you jerk.
I'm only kidding, buddy. I'm only kidding. I love you guys. Candy corn all the way, man. Like the first caller said, it's just wax and sugar, and it tastes like garbage.
You know what I love, though? It's like, and you guys, we got the calls about it as well. And every year, and I even saw, like, every year that you look at, like 2025, 24, 23, 20, number one. And it's never even a question. It's candy corn every single year.
Did you have any this year?
Candy corn, just when you gave us that freeze-dried crap.
That's the only candy corn I got this year, too.
For me, I think the worst, and I always get so excited to eat it because I think it's going to be good. I don't know why I think it's going to be better this year, is Milk Duds.
Oh, I see. I like Milk Duds.
They're not bad. They're just so freaking chewy. It takes forever for you to finish just one Milk Dud.
Well, I'm always afraid it's going to like extract a tooth or something like that because it's so sticky.
Like, where'd my cavity go? Oh, the Milk Dud pulled it out.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Seahawks had an absolutely dominant performance last night, and all eyes are on Sam Darnold.
MVP.
Nearly perfect last night, Steve Miggs. And people are talking about it online, so we've got to go straight to the comments at 820.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Last night, the Seahawks were absolutely on fire for Sunday Night Football, and they beat the Commanders 38-14. Sam Darnold, in that first half, he went 16-for-16 with 4 touchdowns before his first incompletion, which is just insane.
It's just weird hearing people talk about like how the Seahawks are now, like, in the eyes of like the national people, like, oh, Super Bowl contenders, and Sam Darnold, MVP contender as well.
He tied franchise record for most completions to open a game and boosted his MVP odds massively. So after the game, Melissa Stark had to talk to him about all of this.
We could hear the fans chanting, the Seahawks fans chanting MVP. What does that mean to you after the long journey and everything you've been through?
I mean, yeah, that's great and all. Like, I love these fans, love that they came out. I mean, there's a ton of them here. But it's about the team, and it's about the work that these guys, the work that we've all put in ever since April to battle every single week together, and the resiliency of our team to come out here and work every single week. That's what it's about. It's not about me.
He just seems like a good dude. You see him in the locker room after the game, like when they're like talking to the teammates. And I think he dropped the S bomb and he apologized for cursing because like there's cameras in there. And I'm like, and then during the press conference, made it a point to show some love for Jaden Daniels before he even answered any other questions. This is just what a class act.
Well, of course, the internet is talking all about last night's game, so we're going to go straight to the comments.
Well, many people commented. We found a bunch of them, and a lot of people referenced that it's just like a video game performance. So we figured who better to read these comments than one of the greatest football personalities that's no longer with us that had a video game named after him.
John Madden?
Yes! Uh-huh! Who else would it be?
I don't know. I was trying to think if there were any others.
All right, so we have Robot John Madden reading some comments about Sam Darnold. It's almost said Sam Bradford again. Sam Darnold, the Seahawks, and just everything that happened last night during the game. Are you ready for the first comment?
Go Hawks.
Darnold's stat line looks like it was written by a Madden glitch.
I mean, it just, and he had accuracy like a Madden quarterback.
He had the cheat code.
I think he's at 100 rating.
Oh, my God.
If this was a video game.
Yes.
Drug test Sam immediately. This can't be real.
I always love those when it's like, okay, yes, he did a bunch of drugs since the Texans game.
He's obviously juicing.
And now all of a sudden, he's a way better quarterback.
No disrespect, but man, am I glad we don't have Geno anymore.
Now, in all fairness, Geno also had 4 touchdowns and only 1 interception yesterday. And that's about all I could say. They didn't win the game. They ended up losing in overtime, which was kind of a hard... Man, I have a lot of Raiders fans I'm realizing on social media, and none of them are very happy with Pete Carroll right now.
It's really rough over there.
Yes.
Thanks, Sam, for helping me move on from the Mariners loss.
What Mariners loss?
Huh? Who?
I'm with that person. Like, I was in such a good mood last night.
A nice palate cleanser, you know?
I realized a week ago at this time, I was not in a good mood. My God.
Dude is throwing to receivers that have cornerbacks practically humping them and still completing them.
I don't know if humping and completing them is really the right way to talk about it. But you know what? You're absolutely right. There was one... I can't remember who he threw it to. It might have been the tight end. But like, there was like a bunch of guys on the dude. And Jackson Smith and Jigba was all alone. He still got the touchdown.
So wild.
Sam's looking sexy in those retro jerseys. So when do we start having the Sam Darnold MEP discussion?
Okay, it was MVP. I think he just read it as...
Dude, honestly, we've been talking so much Seahawks excitement this morning. We haven't even talked about the jerseys.
When are they going to just make them the actual jerseys?
They're so fly.
Make the current, the present version jerseys, which I do like. Make that the alternate.
Yeah.
But let's go straight. I mean, everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean everybody on social media is like, the Seahawks, even non-Seahawks fans are like, those are the coolest looking jerseys.
They're so great.
Maybe Sam Darnold is just a really good quarterback now. And the Jets screwed up his development. Is that really so hard for people to wrap their heads around?
It's got to be crazy to think of, like, just like the difference of maturity and then B, coaching can do for a quarterback.
Definitely.
Because, man, this is not the same Sam Darnold from the New York Jets days, but also he was like 20, early 20s when
he
was playing.
A little baby.
Wait.
Now he's a man.
Our man.
He's our man in a nice jersey.
Wait, I thought this team was supposed to suck, mainly the offense. That's what the experts told me.
Yes. I mean, a lot of people were talking about how like, this is going to be a good team with a great defense, but it seemed like the narrative before the season started was, well, it's going to take some time for them to figure out their offensive identity. And I feel like they've already got it kind of dialed in, and we're only halfway through the season.
What? We didn't need a rebuilding year. We needed like one rebuilding practice.
We just needed Sam Darnold.
You read that right. The same Sam Darnold who once saw ghosts on national television is now out here looking like he's possessed by the spirit of Joe Montana, Tom Brady, and Patrick Mahomes all at once. He isn't seeing ghosts anymore.
I forgot about that, too. I just feel like I'm seeing ghosts out there. Poor guy's never going to live that down.
No.
All right, we have one more comment. Are you ready?
Yes.
Commanders need to change that W logo to an L.
Yeah.
Oh.
They look nice in their retro jerseys as well.
Yes.
Minus that. Yeah, I'm right. Maybe it should switch to a W to an L.
The Daily Migs Show.
What are your plans on December 12th, Rockaholics? We certainly hope that you're going to be with us at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday where we have invited Brent Smith and Zach Myers from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, Sleep Theory, Des Rocks, and Return to Dust to play acoustically for us. And tickets are available at KISW.com, so go get yourself some. as you wake up and move through the morning, there's just almost too much information out there. Wouldn't you agree, Steve Miggs?
1,000%.
Especially when it comes to pop culture and the like. So we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Miggs Show.
A Sportsnet analyst dropped an S-bomb live on TV after the Dodgers took down the Blue Jays to win the World Series in Game 7.
And Sportsnet is a Canadian-based channel.
Caleb Joseph, a former Major League Baseball catcher who once played in the Blue Jays system, was very openly frustrated. Check it out.
There were a lot of wet eyes, and I don't doubt them, and I don't blame them for that. And it's going to sound like sour grapes, and I don't really give a shit, but I think...
Forget he was on TV?
He's hot.
Yeah.
And I don't really give a shit, but I think the better team did not win this series. I think the Blue Jays are the better team. And I feel like they played baseball a certain way that was infectious, that grabbed the attention of the fans. And it's disheartening to see that the better team did not win.
I mean, it's seven games. You can feel that they were a better team. But, I mean, I think that after seven games, it proved the better team won.
That's how it works,
As much as I love the Mariners, like, I can't be like, hey, the better team didn't get to go and win the World Series if they're not even in the World Series. And that just seems a little... I get it. He's upset.
Oh, I was upset.
I couldn't even imagine. And we joked about it earlier. I'm like, the Blue Jays seem to one-up the Mariners in everything, including heartbreaking ways to lose games. I mean, they are two outs away from winning the World Series.
It hurt.
And they hit into a double play to end it. It was just, that was rough. Also rough was Jeff Hoffman, who's the relief pitcher that gave up that home run. I felt for that guy. Like, I mean, after the fact, like, I get it. Like, the reporters have to talk to the losing players. I don't really necessarily need to see it because it's always so depressing. But I have to say, this reporter, I mean, it's already bad enough they're asking about losing the game. But this reporter, like, was rubbing salt in the wound, I feel like, when she was asking him this question.
What are you feeling? Can you try to verbalize what it is that's actually happening for you? I mean, we're all preparing for the celebrations. And
we're all planning on a big party. What happened, Jeff? Why'd you screw it up for us?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I cost everybody in here a World Series ring, so it was pretty sh**.
Hey, I mean, also leaving, having... the bases loaded kind of cost your team a World Series win. I don't think it's necessarily your fault.
No,
buddy.
I hate it when they wear the weight of the world on their shoulders like that.
That was crazy to think that, like, what was it, like an inch, would you say?
Yeah.
When, like, the guy was sliding into home.
Oh, yeah.
And ended up getting forced out, but we were like an inch away from the Toronto Blue Jays winning the World Series with just that.
So brutal.
Did you guys happen to catch the Oilers? Because, I mean, in Canada, obviously, like, all eyes were on the Toronto Blue Jays. That's their one team. They're one team, and they're in the World Series. It's been since the 90s since they had. So during the Edmonton Oilers game, I guess they were showing the game on the Jumbotron while the Oilers were playing the game. So while they're playing, I talked about that slide to home. The announcers and the fans thought that he just slid into home and won the game. So here's how the crowd sounded. While they're playing a hockey game, they're reacting to something that has nothing to do with the game that's on the ice.
Back behind, the Blue Jays have just won the World Series. Or no, they're calling
them
out at home.
Oh.
That is so awful.
The Daily Miggs Show.
The Daily Miggs Show.
I don't know why I'm laughing, but I guess this is a miserable Mariners fan. It's misery loves company.
How would you like to beat down Steve Miggs this morning? This man has a record of 342 wins, 117 losses, and 100 ties so far in 2025. You can call 206-803-ROCK right now if you'd like to try to beat Miggs at 850.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.